From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
A dor igualmente.
But Ms. Rousseff is vowing to fight back. Flanked by weeping cabinet ministers, she used what may have been her last presidential palace speech to insist she did nothing wrong and to assert her belief the impeachment is a coup attempt. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. United Nations economists are predicting world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the global economic situation and its future, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Niño, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russian-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars' representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimean Supreme Court's April 26th decision to ban the body systemic and targeted persecution. The European Parliament's resolution also reiterated its severe condemnation of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and full commitment to the sovereignty, unity, and integrity of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A one-day meeting in London Thursday was aimed at stepping up global action to expose, punish, and drive out corruption at all levels of society. Prime Minister David Cameron hosted the summit.
This has been the first summit of its kind and the biggest demonstration of the political will to address corruption that we have seen for many, many years.
The corruption summit sought to shift the focus on global corruption from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have allegedly been the benefactors of stolen wealth of nations. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually come together in time for the fall campaign, but not quite yet.
And so, yes, this is our first meeting. I was very encouraged with this meeting, but this is a process. It takes a little time. You don't put it together in 45 minutes. So that is why we had, like I said, a very good start to a process on how we unify.
Trump and Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican official and someone who has not yet endorsed Trump, met Thursday in Washington. The U.S. switched on its missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Deveselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed for or capable of undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO Secretary General.
This site in Romania, as well as the one in Poland, is not directed against Russia. The interceptors are too few and located too far south or too close to Russia to be able to intercept Russian intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Jens Stoltenberg.
I, Yoel Kaptam Seveni, swear in the name of the Almighty God.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was sworn in Thursday to a fifth term in office. The celebration took place against a backdrop of tension. The government cut all social media before the inauguration. Police were out in force in downtown Kampala after unrest Wednesday. U.S., Canadian, and European delegates walked out of the ceremony due to the presence of an indicted war crime suspect, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. They also objected to Mr. Museveni's remarks disparaging the International Criminal Court. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.